Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
I'm going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 10, Text 6, Translation.
I request again, everybody, please pull your mobiles out and put them on silent. Definitely don't want to hear anything. Please.
Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Also, if you'd like to take photos, please don't during the lecture. Please, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, give me your ears. Kindly, give me your ears for some minutes. So this is the verse. Nunang swartha paro loko naveda para sankatam yadi veda na yacheta neti naha yad ishvaraha. This is the translation. This is spoken by Vamana Dev to Bali Maharaj. Those who are too self-interested beg something from others, not knowing of others' pain. But if the beggar knew the difficulty of the giver, he would not ask for anything. Similarly, he who is able to give charity does not know the beggar's difficulty, for otherwise he would not refuse to give the beggar anything he might want as charity. I don't know if you digested all of that. Vamana Dev is saying that the beggar should think of the person he's asking has difficulty in giving. So he shouldn't ask. But then the person who's supposed to give, if he knew the difficulty of the beggar, he wouldn't refuse to give anything. So it's a bit of Atmopam Yena Saravatra Samampashati Yojana. You know that verse? You all know this? Sukham Ya Vadiva Dukham. That one should see the difficulty of others. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada's purport. This verse describes two people, one who gives charity and one who begs for it. A beggar should not ask charity from a person who is in difficulty. Similarly, one who is able to give charity should not deny a beggar. These are moral instructions of the Shastra. Charnakya Pandit says, Sannimite varang tyago vinashe niyate sati. Everything within this material world will be destroyed, and therefore one should use everything for good purposes. If one is advanced in knowledge, he must always be prepared to sacrifice anything for a better cause. Yeah, please listen carefully, because every line and every word has so much deep purport. If one is advanced in knowledge, he must always be prepared to sacrifice anything for a better cause. At the present moment, the entire world is in a dangerous position under the spell of a godless civilization. The Krishna consciousness movement needs many exalted, learned persons who will sacrifice their lives to revive God consciousness throughout the world. We therefore invite all men and women advanced in knowledge to join the Krishna consciousness movement and sacrifice their lives for the great cause of reviving the God consciousness of human society. If this is placed, put down, and this is moved at an angle, then I can see you better and you can see me better. The main thing is hearing, but with a little adjustment we can see better also. Hare Krishna. As I presume you've all heard before, human life is meant for God realization. Ladva sudurlabamidam bahusambhavante manusham artadam anityam apihadhira turnam yatetanapatet anumritya yava nishrayasaya vishaya kalu sarvatasyat. We have attained this human life after many, many births. It is an opportunity, it is very rarely achieved. It is an opportunity to get free from the cycle of birth and death. Therefore, we should do in this life whatever is required so that we don't get born again. As far as sense gratification is concerned, that is available in all species of life. Heavy message. Real, true message. Congratulations to the youth who are coming to listen to this. Because generally in youth, wisdom is not there. In English there's a word knowledge, another word wisdom. So that somewhat corresponds to gyan and vigyan. If gyan is taken as information, and vigyan is taken as realization. Especially in the modern age, the youth tend to be frivolous, and they're encouraged in that. Frivolous means not thinking about anything very deep. Just live for the moment. It's a very foolish idea to live just for the moment, because the next moment, what we do affects what happens in future. So especially what decisions we take in youth will affect us throughout our life. For instance, if we decide that I want to be a doctor, so that decision is taken, and we have to work very hard to get the requisite qualifications, and then you're in one particular track. And you go on like that, and it very much sets your life. And that's one example. Traditionally in India, there have been arranged marriages. If one decides or is impelled into a love marriage, that will affect one's life, throughout one's whole life. We have to live with a particular person. You may decide to divorce at some point, but whatever, one way or the other, very much affects our life. So youth tend to be quite frivolous, so it's a great, from the perspective of this ladva sudurlabham, the purpose of human life, it's a great gaurav, glory, or a great qualification for all of you that you are sitting here listening to this topics. For any human being to listen to this. In Kali Yuga, people are very stupid. And that stupidity means just interested in sense gratification without seriously thinking about what the future is. Not on thinking of the future, in youth one should think of the future, but throughout life we should think, because seeing with the vision of eternity. Just we're here now, the young man becomes the old man becomes the young man by the cycle of birth and death. But the human life is an opportunity to get free from all of this, to get free from rotating in 8,400,000 species of life. So it's a very heavy message. This verse and translation I read, and the purport I read, but actually every line there is so weighty that we could analyze it in great detail. It's all of great significance. It's not like reading, in India they have this Cine Blitz magazine. Is it? I presume that's still going on. It deliberately frivolous. It's aimed at frivolity. And even I look at the Google News every day. set for India, and I never tailored it. What do you call that? You make your selection. So the entertainment comes up every day. And just, I don't look at it, but every day what Priyanka Chopra is doing, and Salman Khan, and just frivolous. Dedicated to frivolity, meaningless. Intense absorption in meaninglessness. So human life is meant for thoughtfulness, action. Otherwise, ahara nidra bhaya maithunam cha samani maithat pashubhena ranam. What's the next line? Darlohite shamatiko visesham dharmena hina pashubhena ranam. But there is another version of that. Gyanena hina pashubhena ranam. Gyanena hina pashubhena ranam. Animals, they eat, they sleep, they mate, and they defend. So do humans. So what's the difference between a human and an animal? Dharma, or sometimes taken as jnana. Jnana means knowledge. Here, jnana doesn't mean knowledge about... In this context, jnana doesn't mean knowledge about cricket or Priyanka Chopra or even Narendra Modi. It means knowledge. Who am I? What is the real meaning of life? Why are we suffering? Atato brahma jignyasa. Getting the answer to the question of who are we? What is the meaning of life? Why am I suffering? Otherwise, we're just living like animals. We see the birds here. There are so many pigeons in Dubai. Sparrows, some also. They get their, they don't think. There's no Brahma Jignyasa among pigeons. Pigeons don't think, who am I, why am I a pigeon, why did I get this body? They have no capacity to think. A pigeon pidges out from the egg and becomes a little pigeon, then becomes a bigger pigeon, then marries Mrs. Pigeon. There's a whole story in the Bhagavatam. Maybe you saw that in the 11th canto. They don't think about it. Somehow or other, by the arrangement of nature, prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimurhatma kartahamiti manyate. The point of this verse is that every living being is controlled by material nature. But in the human form of life, we think, I am the doer. But in the pigeon form of life, they don't even have that much capacity to think. They just grow up and get... Somehow or other, one male finds a female. I don't know how it works among them. Maybe an ornithologist could tell us how one pigeon finds another pigeon. In human life, it's pretty much the same thing. They end up with a nest. Well, pigeons don't really have nests, do they? Sparrow would be a better example. But they have their own particular spot, the pigeons have. And they come together, and they don't really think about it. They just, one pigeon gets another pigeon, and they live together very happily, and they go, and they never really think, why am I doing this, or what's it all about? They have no capacity to think that I'm now in a pigeon body, and next life I'll be in another body. They have no capacity to think like that. So in human life, also, come out of the womb, if you're lucky enough not to get aborted. Such a bad society. So come out of the womb and then grow up and then... It seems to be more complicated in human society, but in every species there are courting rituals where one pigeon male tries to get a female, and the peacock is dancing trying to attract the peahen. So it also now speaking about fashions, there's this hairstyle with the looks something like a cake on top of the head. And there's the Virat Kohli beard. What's it all for? Well, let's be honest, it's for attracting the young girls, right? I don't want to say it, but that's actually the point. So it's the same thing. You just go on like that. Go on through life, and then you have to get a home, same as the sparrow makes a little nest, have some children, and then die, and then get born again. So human life is meant for coming out of this, but people don't know. You know, right? You know. At least the gyan is there, maybe not the vigyan, the realization that human life is meant for more than this. Now, I chose to speak on this purport because here Srila Prabhupada is calling. It's a call, just like it's a very famous poster. You may have seen. What was that used? Uncle Sam Needs You? Where was that used for? First World War? Second World War? Second World War. There's a picture of Uncle Sam. You may have heard of Uncle Sam. Do you know who Uncle Sam is? It's there's no Uncle Sam. It's an imaginary. Is it? It's imaginary, right? It's not any actual. It's not based on any person, is it? It's a personification of the spirit of America, Uncle Sam. I see. USA, Uncle. Where does the M come? That's Sanskritized. Prasada, Prasadam. Yeah, I know, but anyway, I couldn't get the. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Uncle Sam needs you. Uncle Sam needs your help again. He's got himself in a terrible jam. Before we learned shlokas, we used to. You know that, right? Or maybe you joined before that. Anyway, so it's a call. Uncle Sam needs you to go and get your head blasted off in the name of patriotism. And it's a call to join the. For men to join the US Army, Navy, Air Force, or whatever, and go off to Belgium or Germany and risk your life for the sake of Uncle Sam. So it's a call to join the great cause of defeating the forces of evil, namely Nazism. Whoops, what happened here? Okay. So Srila Prabhupada is calling to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army. Srila Prabhupada used many martial analogies. He would say this is like a great guerrilla warfare. He said our temples are not places for eating and sleeping, but places from which we go out to drop bombs. The bombs are the books. So here Srila Prabhupada writes, everything within this material world will be destroyed. And therefore one should use everything for good purposes. If one is advanced in knowledge, who does that refer to? Well, all of you? You're all advanced in knowledge compared to most people. You know, at least theoretically, that you are not the body. You know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know that you're an eternal servant of Krishna. This is advanced knowledge compared to 99.9% of the population. So, if one is advanced in knowledge, he must always be prepared to sacrifice anything for a better cause. Yeah, if one's actually in knowledge, then he doesn't try to exploit others, tries to help others, right? At the present moment, the entire world is in a dangerous position under the spell of a godless civilization. So in this one sentence, Srila Prabhupada has summarized the whole situation in the world. It's pretty bad, isn't it? Kale Doshanidhe Raja. It's an ocean of faults. If we look at the political situation in the world, it's very dangerous, isn't it? This area with just Iran's just over the water, and Uncle Sam's got his eyes on Iran. Doesn't like Iran. So that's dangerous. And then just to go a little, Iran is bordering Iraq, and Iraq is bordering Syria. It's dangerous, right? It may seem very peaceful here, but it's a very dangerous situation. Political situation, economic situation. Wherever I go in the world, people say, oh, the economy is very bad everywhere, very bad. It's bad everywhere, it seems. On the farms, the economy is always good. What's the economy? What's the gross, what's the GNP? What's that gross national product? GDP? Gross domestic product. So this year we produced so many cabbages and so many, this is our, the prices can go up and down, but if you're on the farm, then it doesn't make any difference. So, at the present moment, the entire world is in a dangerous position under the spell of a godless civilization. You have advanced knowledge which can help people who are suffering in ignorance, thinking that they are the body. The Krishna consciousness movement needs many exalted, learned persons who will sacrifice their lives to revive God consciousness throughout the world. So this is applicable to everyone. We therefore invite, Srila Prabhupada says, all men and women advanced in knowledge to join the Krishna Consciousness Movement and sacrifice their lives for the great cause of reviving the God consciousness of human society. To sacrifice your life means to give all your time. Prana artar diya vacha shreya acharanam sada. So one can act for the benefit of others by one's life, by one's money, by one's words, by one's intelligence. If one can give one's whole life, then that's the best sacrifice. Most of you, I presume, are convinced that where do you want to go after leaving this body? You want to become a pigeon in Dubai? I think not. No, you don't want to become a pigeon in Dubai. What do you want to do? Tyaktva dehang punarajanma naiti mameti sojana. To go to Krishna. How are we going to go to Krishna? Well, we have to think of Krishna, right? At the time of death. The best way is to practice throughout life. As I've heard it, Srila Prabhupada was once asked by some of his disciples that, will we go back to God? And Srila Prabhupada said, we're making so much effort, working so hard to distribute these books and preach Krishna consciousness to help others, then Krishna will not bring us back? So for our own benefit also, if we give our life fully for spreading Krishna consciousness, that's the best way to get Krishna's mercy fully. Now, most of you are probably thinking, now education is going on, I'll finish starting a career. Don't mind me saying, but to me it seems a bit like the pigeon. They don't really think. All the other pigeons do this, so we do this also. But you don't have to. In human life, you can think a bit more and choose. I can cite myself that in my youth, I thought, I don't want to be like this. I don't want to just get a degree and a job. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew I just didn't want to be like that. I couldn't think of anything that I wanted to do. And all, nothing seemed to make sense until, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, I don't know who exactly distributed that book, but I got one of Srila Prabhupada's books. I didn't purchase it. I took it from someone else. It had got in their home, and I read that. They weren't interested in reading the book. I read the book. So then I got the right direction in life. And I can't say exactly sacrifice my life, as Srila Prabhupada calls for here, but my life was saved. Otherwise, we can go on in Krishna consciousness, and Srila Prabhupada often said that also. You can live at home, have your job, this and that, but in the life of having a job means most of the time you're not allowed to think about Krishna. If you're very advanced, you can think about Krishna while you're doing your job also. But you really, especially most of the jobs nowadays, it's mental, isn't it, more than physical. So you really have to put your mind and then your energy and most of your time into working for, what is that? Bhajahure Marcia? Kripana Dorajana. What is it? Bifale Sevinu Kripana Dorajana. Chapala Shukalaba Lagi. Uselessly working for a useless person for some useless sense gratification. So he may not be working exactly for sense gratification, but just to maintain, the pigeon gets a few sticks. They don't really worry too much, but to maintain this, what's this? What's the name? Ajaman, something like that? This building? Ajdan. Ajdan building. It's a much bigger job, and it requires money and so much anxiety. Maybe to be a pigeon is better. Less anxiety. Huh? Less anxiety. Of course, there are many cats here in Dubai also, right? There's always danger from the cats. The cats don't think where their food will come from. They get it somehow or other. So this world going on, doing a job, we're living in an atmosphere of falsity. The whole society is just like this cake hairstyle. And why do that? Because it's promoted that if you... but it's some idea that you have to have this kind of hairstyle and then you'll be better. Or the advertisement, buy this car and it'll be so much fun. But it's not fun. Getting stuck in the traffic jam, in whatever car you have. Even if you have a Mercedes, you still get stuck in the traffic jam. It's not fun. It's just functional, that's all. It's just for getting you from A to B to do your eating, sleeping, mating, and defending in different places. That's all. So Srila Prabhupada here is offering. It's a job offer. I've written in that Brahmachari book that if you can't get a job, you can join us. Long hours, hard work, no pay. How about that? Anyone? What's the pay? What's the payback, we can say? What do you get from it? Often people ask us, well, what do you get out of this? Very often people ask me, well, how long have you been doing this? And I say, 40-something years. Are you happy? I say, well, why should I do this if I'm not happy? Why should you do this? Rising early every morning and none of those things that people think are important. We don't care for any of them. We don't care for big houses, big cars, lots of money. We don't care for anything like that. We may have, by the grace of Krishna, we may have. But we use it in Krishna's service. We're completely different kind of, completely different attitude to life. Whereas in the Dubai lifestyle, it's mixed, isn't it? Because even as a devotee, there's always something, who's the rich, who's a little less rich. And something's there, isn't it? It's not absent. Who's highly qualified, who's not, doesn't matter to us. I don't know how if caste is a factor here. In India, it definitely is. Even among the devotees, caste is a factor. To tell the truth, I've got so many disciples, most of them, I haven't got a clue what their caste is. Just doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether they're highly qualified this way or that. We just want to see how everyone's serious to serve Krishna, that's all. Jai bhaje shai baro, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Nicha jati nahe Krishna bhajane ajoga, shakku bripra nahe bhajane joga. Jai bhaje shai baro, abhakta hina cha, Krishna bhajane nahik, jat kuladi bicha. It's just not a factor. Whether this caste, that caste, highly qualified, big car, small car, no car, it's not a factor. We just want to see how everyone's serious to serve Krishna. This is the life we want to give everyone. And this is the invitation to come and join the preaching movement on a full-time basis. So that others can be fully benefited. People are suffering so much. And when we go out distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, of course you can't do it here in Dubai in the same way that we can do it in the big bad world outside Dubai. But we see how people are... We just see... We when we give Srila Prabhupada's books to people, it's like pricking their ego. And this, most of them immediately they think, how can I avoid this? They don't... Someone's trying to take their money. So it's a great challenge to give people Srila Prabhupada's books, because people are willing to give money for sense gratification, but not for books that tell them to give up sense gratification. So we get to see how people are... Actually, people are intensely suffering. We may not see that because people put a cover over it. It's not considered socially acceptable to show how much you're suffering or even to think about it yourself. But actually, everyone's full of anxiety. Sometimes people ask me to read their palm. I don't know anything about it. But I look at it and I say, you have many problems. Yeah. It's a fact. Everyone will agree. Everyone will agree. You don't have to know. You can tell them, for you, I can recommend one thing. You have to chant Hare Krishna. But it's a fact. Everyone's suffering. And it's a fact that by taking to Krishna consciousness, we can be free from suffering. It's not like taking a drug. You don't have any experience, I hope. You take some drug and then you forget it for a short time. But then you wake up again and then again. You get... The problems are there plus a headache and something. You may have taken also... I mean, apart from illegal drugs, there are legal drugs which are... what are they called? Stimulants. When you're feeling depressed, you take something, and then there are barbiturates which cool you down. Steroid is something else. That's for Prozac. Yeah, Prozac is a household word in the United States. You ever heard of Prozac? It's an anti-anxiety medicine, isn't it? Yeah. It's a household... If you say Prozac, everyone knows what you're talking about. What is it? It's a medicine... A drug for treating anxiety and depression, I believe, is it? And many, it's household, I mean, so many people are taking it. That's just a little clue as to how much people are suffering. Is that everyone knows the word for the name of a brand of a drug which relieves anxiety and depression, but it doesn't relieve it. It's only symptomatic. What's the cure for anxiety and depression? Nitai Priya will show. Kirtan. Kirtan. Kirtaniya Sada Harihi. Kirtan should go on all the time. Kirtan means also chanting, but also engaging in the Sankirtan movement. All activities to try to relieve people from the deep suffering. So you have the opportunity. I'm just suggesting, just giving a little thought there, how you don't have to get into the... If Sri Vala Prabhu's father was here, he would have stopped me by now. But you don't have to get into this mode of life. You can give your life fully. Here is, stand up, Madhav Das. He is a Grihastha devotee. He has an apartment in Bombay and wife, two kids. But he's fully absorbed in spreading Srila Prabhupada's teachings throughout the world. So we're not saying you can't be married, but Pancharatra Prabhu, you never had a job, did you? Oh, you did business for a few years, yeah. But basically, I mean, I only saw you all these years just doing... just doing... Yeah, just all the life. And,
I mean, it could have worked, but serving ISKCON was a lot nicer.
Yeah, yeah.
And ISKCON was taking care of us.
Yeah.
Ultimately Krishna takes care,
yeah. So I'm just suggesting, just putting a little seed of thought there, that you, it's not, you can chant Hare Krishna, live in Dubai and have a job. You can also chant Hare Krishna and give your life in a manner that you're engaged every day fully in serving the mission of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, please think about it.
And there's a finger pointing, right?
There's a finger point. Uncle Sam wants you. Srila
Prabhupada wants you.
Srila Prabhupada wants you, yeah. Okay, I said it. It's too late now. Later on you can get the antidote to this from various others who'll say, there's always another perspective. But just putting a little seed of thought there. Give one life to Krishna. You will not be the loser, Srila Prabhupada said. How many lives have we given to bosses, Kripana Durajana? Give this one life to Krishna. You will not be the loser. This is Srila Prabhupada's call. The Krishna conscious movement needs many exalted, learned persons who will sacrifice their lives to revive God consciousness throughout the world. How does that affect you when you're reading these books? How can you put that into... Another way is, if you get into this, or anyway, if you get into all this, home, job, car, blah, blah, so on, so many things. One thing is, marry early, have children, and then by the time you're not so old, you can retire and then be full-time also. That's another way to do it. Please think about it. Hare Krishna. Clapping not required.